Hello and welcome to a very happy edition of the Bottom of Your Podcast. As we joked last week that we might have three wins to talk about, and we've got three wins to talk about for the first time in a long time.
It's really has been a long time coming, Simon, but both the ones and twos won at home, and the threes went away and completed the hat-trick. You know, there were some tough games in there, but it's absolutely fantastic to see the club back riding high again.
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, both the ones and twos played air. Both got wins, both got very tight wins in very close games. Deal with the ones in this part of the podcast. There was a stage for a lot of the second half where it looked like air would just overwhelm us.
Yes, I mean, let's go back a week. You said a week ago on the podcast that you're absolutely sick of playing them because we go across to Millbrae, we get hammered, we come back to Meggetland, and we either just lose or maybe scrape a draw. Wouldn't it be nice to win?
To be fair, when Sylvain Diaz was lining up the conversion to Scott Sutherland's try, I did think that we were going to end up with another draw.
But we didn't. I mean, you can look at all sorts of reasons why we won it and Ayr didn't. I mean, you can say, well, if they'd taken their kicks, they would have won and everything like that. But at the same time, Ali Warnock had a kick in the second half, which could have put us 10 points up, yeah, and meant they had to change their tactics. So I don't think you can sort of suggest that, you know, they were unlucky. We beat them.
Yeah, I mean, if your defence is that strong for that long a period, which was really for 50 minutes after Reda Gedrush came back on from his Sinbin, really, we were under the cosh from that point on. And, you know, if your defence is that strong for 50 minutes, then, you know, I don't think anybody can argue that you don't deserve to win it.
I mean, some of the performances that were put in were absolutely first class. I mean, there were some real first class performances. First of all, we took our tries when we had the opportunity. Keith Buchan got his third in 2 weeks. You know, lad's doing all right, isn't he? And Stevie Wilson back in the side. I thought Stevie had made a mistake when he cut back inside, when he had the man outside, but he just went through the defence and scored.
It was impressive from Stevie because it was a quite blatantly high tackle on him, about 3 yards from the line, but he just, you know,
he powered through it.
Kind of took the hip, rolled it, and got over the line.
Ali kicked well as well, so, you know, the 17 points were there. But then some of the defensive performances, I mean, the back row all looked battered and bruised after the game, and I can see why.
Yeah. But each all three of them were put in huge shifts. I mean, tackled everything that moved and didn't let Ayr's bigger players it was quite obvious from early on that Ayr wanted to play that game where they, you know, take it on from the breakdown with their forwards and
suck the defence in
and then hit it wide. But we never allowed in that sort of 50-minute period for their big guys to build that momentum. We were putting them down on or behind the game line.
That's right.
So much that it spoiled their plan.
And the set piece, they've won the set piece many a time, but they couldn't. And I mean, to think that we had Robbie Wilson starting the match and gave, what, 60 minutes or so, and then Ross Young, you know, typically the Bears skipper, come on and play the last 20-25 minutes, and two inexperienced guys at that level, and they didn't move backwards.
They didn't move a step backwards. We had probably domination in the scrum for the first half overall, and then, you know, maybe towards the second half it was more parity as they bought Gordon Sykes on.
But they never got the better of us.
Absolutely, we didn't take a step backwards. I mean, the very last play of the game, we had a scrum near our own line, and Ayr had to resort to the most blatant of deliberate wheels to try and win the ball off us, and the referee
spotted it, gave the penalty, we kicked it into touch, and that was it.
They couldn't just turn us. They had to.
They had to try and infringe to do so. I don't want to say words like cheating that, because I'd have expected Al Pack to do the same in the reverse circumstances. But, you know, 17-15 isn't a magnificent, triumphant win. It was a gutsy win. It was a hard win. against a good team.
Yeah. And we've sat here so often this season and said, it's these tight games where it gets really close that we so often struggle. We've won a couple of them this season, towards the start of the season. You know, we went down to Hoyk and won, I think, 9-7. But so often we do struggle.
We do, and so we have for a few years.
It was a real boost, I think, to everyone, to against such a good side, to come out on the positive.
If this team can grow up together, they can do something. I mean, you know, it's a long way from winning one game, or indeed winning three games on the run, to being a league-winning team. But you have to build on something. You have to lay that foundation. And I think over the last few weeks we've seen some of the players start, and I don't mean it negatively, but start to grow up, start to mature a little into the team. You know, a bit of young blood in the team, in the likes of Keith and that really helps. Bit of an exciting back play. But at the same time, we've had a number of players out, either playing for Edinburgh, playing for the under-20s, playing for the club international. And some of the... It was in the, I think, the Scotsman or the Evening News, was the comment about fringe players doing it for Muir. I wouldn't be offensive and call these guys fringe players, but some of the guys who haven't played as often certainly will be playing as often, because they've done the job.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned off air that we've, you know, over recent weeks we've had a couple of players away with the club international, and we've had four players away with the under 20s, all of whom, were they available, you would expect to start.
Plus we've had Seth Visser playing with Edinburgh
plus
as well.
We've had Seth Visser playing with Edinburgh, you know, the squad has come under scrutiny in the last few weeks.
That's half a team missing potentially,
and, you know, to then go on this run.
And then on Saturday, 20 minutes before kickoff, Ali Davidson injured himself and he had to pull out. And again, even at this late stage, with that disruption, a senior player, young Alex Henderson comes into the team, Ian steps up to the row, you know, it just worked.
Yeah.
Fergus covered the bench.
Yeah.
As it was, the greatest tribute he could make to his team
was he
didn't come on.
Yeah. That he didn't feel the need to in that desperate defensive situation say, I've got to go and stand my ground here with the Met. You know, it was not, he trusted those
guys. These guys are doing the job, and that was the greatest tribute he could possibly pay to them.
Well, after the game on Saturday, Mark interviewed Ali Davidson about his injury, Ross Young about his debut, Neil Roger about the defensive effort, and Ayr scrum half AJ McFarlane about frustration.
First of all, what happened in the warm-up?
I just tweaked my back and it's going to spasm, so unfortunately I had to pull out.
And what do you think of the performance today?
Absolutely fantastic. That's the third week at home, third win. It's nice to be on a run, assuming it's a little bit late in the season.
And tremendous defensive performance in the second half.
Fantastic. It's like, you know, the boys put everything into it. You saw the line speeds coming off the line and making the hits. It was, you know, if we can carry that on for next week, the week after, we've got a few games left to see what we're made of.
And yourself for the cup game next week?
Unfortunately, I'm not here.
Okay, thanks very much, Ali.
Okay.
Ross, there must have been many nights when you've lay there drifting off to sleep thinking of playing for the Wands. How does it feel?
Just absolutely delighted, you know. It's slightly unfortunate in the way it came around and that Johnny's been injured, but I think, you know, he's going to come back stronger, and I was just more than happy to go in and fill the gap, and absolutely delighted with it.
And when Fergus told you were going on?
Nervous, but good nerves, you know, looking forward to getting on there and just going and grinding away and doing, you know, set piece and doing the basic things well, and just excited to get on there and enjoy it.
And you had your own private fan club up on the balcony, were you aware of that?
I'll be making sure that they all buy me an isotonic lager when I go into the clubhouse, but no, it's good there. You know, I'm lucky that I've been at the club for a long time and I've made a lot of good friends here, so it was good to have the backing of them all today when I finally made it onto the pitch for the firsts.
And a tremendous defensive effort in the second half.
Yeah, it's never going to be easy against there. You know, they're a tough side, but credit to us, you know, the boys stuck in and we made it difficult for them and we managed to sneak the win, so I'm happy with that.
Okay, thanks very much, Ross.
Thanks, mate.
Neil, that looked like tremendously hard work in the second half.
It was unbelievably hard work, yeah. I think we were pinned on our line there for about 20 minutes and just tackle after tackle. It was really hard work.
Where did the club find the spirit like that?
I don't know. I think we're on a bit of a roll at the moment with the win against Bigger and Aberdeen the week before that. And I think we trained really well this week and just brought it in today. And obviously there was a lot of past players down watching the game today, so we wanted to put in a bit of a performance for that.
So there was an element of putting on a show, you think?
I think that's what it was, yeah. I think everyone was really excited about playing in front of those boys today, so I think it showed.
And we got the cup game up against Heriot's next.
Yeah, that is a big game. I think everyone was pretty excited when we found out we were playing Heriot's, because we always have good games against them. And then win that, we're into the semi-finals, so massive game next week. And obviously we'll take the confidence from today into next week and, yeah, hopefully we get a win.
Okay, thanks very much, Neil.
Thanks.
That's the first time in a while that Boroughmuir have beaten her. You must have thought in the second half you were going to get the better of Boroughmuir.
Yeah, we certainly thought we did with the wind behind us, but I think it was just our final play. We managed to get to their 5-metre line, and then our patience, we just seemed to lose concentration. Everybody wanted to score a try. Didn't do our basics.
Even right at the end there, you had a chance and again you knocked on.
Yeah, well, that happened 3 or 4 times in the game. We made fantastic line breaks and it's just the final pass to the last person we seemed to knock on. So.
You must be pleased, though, with the way you controlled field position in the second half.
Yeah, it was quite good. I think from the kickoff at the start of the game, we thought, oh, we were playing well, this is how we wanted to play. And in the second half, we managed to keep them in their 22 the whole time. I think they had one opportunity in our 22 and that was it. But it's just that final play.
Does that damage your hopes of the British and Irish now?
Certainly not. I don't know what the board's looking like, but we've got everything to play for still. So if it's mathematical, then we're still in it. So.
Okay, thanks very much, Adrian.
Right, cheers.
Well, as we mentioned in the first part of the podcast, both the second 15 and the Bears one as well, to make it a clean sweep for the club. The second 15 beat Ayr 24-17, and the Bears went to Last Weight and won 62-21.
Yeah, I mean, the start with the second 15. When we played at Millbrae, they won reasonably comfortably. I can't remember the exact score, but it was something like 35-14. They won reasonably comfortably. I remember speaking to the coaches, to David and Neil, after that game, and they were terribly impressed with the performance. Now, the twos have been doing really well of late, so, you know, I'd sort of expected a bit of a better scoreline, but they had a number of people called up from the Bears, because people were moved up to the first because of players being absent, as we discussed earlier, and it was a really tough match. Not, I think, because the twos didn't play well, but because the opposition really did.
Yeah, I think Ayr are always going to be a side that we do have issues with in terms of the style of play, because I think we find it very difficult to counter that big forward power.
Yes, we do.
And I think that's something that goes through the club. But both teams managed to win. I mean, Ayr was 17-14 up against the seconds at half time. But a try and conversion penalty turned it round in the second half and they got the win.
If you look at the two games that were played on the first 15 pitch, as we discussed earlier, you could argue the game was lost because of missed kicks. Mm. On the second 15 pitch, Graham Blackwell had 100%.
Yeah, he got three conversions. I think Ross Bradford got one try. Darren Miller, who I have to admit I haven't seen play, but I believe he's
He's a youngster. He's come up from the under-18s. He was even playing out of position on Saturday.
And he bagged two tries. Blackwell converted all three and got a penalty, when just so you can't argue with that sort
of thing. That's about taking the chances, taking the opportunities. I understand a few home truths were told at half-time by the coaches, and sometimes that's necessary, but the teams responded, and they've turned the game round. And it's absolutely vital at the moment that they keep winning. I mean, Heriot's actually picked up a point on them, in as much as we were 10 points clear, we're now 9 points clear.
Yeah,
but with 5 games to go,
it's a two game gap effectively.
Yes, it is.
But that can get eroded very, very quickly.
And with 5 games to go, you can easily lose 2 games.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's very important that we don't lose a game such as Saturday and lose the momentum.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, they've got themselves in a great position.
Fantastic position.
And they need to press that home.
Which they are doing.
Which they are doing. And the third 15, as we said, it was a convincing win against Last Wade. Last Wade are probably lower mid-table.
Yeah.
It would be a fair description. And obviously the Bears are the best of the rest. And they cemented that position very, very well.
It's probably fair to say that the score possibly flattered the Bears a little. Into the second half, there was a sort of, I don't know, 10-15 point gap. And then the Bears scored 3 or 4 late tries. But then, hey,
if you're fitter and stronger than
the opposition, and you keep going longer, then you deserve to score late tries.
Absolutely. And again, it's great to see them. I think they're now 6 points ahead of Kelso at 2s with a game in hand. So if they can cement that position as best of the rest, as we've been saying in the past few weeks, that would be an incredible achievement.
They're not going to catch Gala, and everybody knows, including the Bears, I suspect, know they're not going to catch Gala. But then Gala are in the wrong league. And it's just one of those things. But certainly the Bears are the best of the rest. They play as a cohesive unit. They work well together. Many lower teams in clubs can be purely social teams.
Yeah.
The Bears aren't. They play damn fine rugby.
There's a real spirit there, which I think is evident in the way there was a lot of them at the game, at the first 15 game, and supporting Ross Young.
Yeah, who weren't playing on the day came and supported.
Because Ross had obviously captained them to the league title when they were the Megaland Bears.
That's right.
So obviously a big part of that group, and to see him playing for the first 15, I'm sure was a fantastic thing for them.
Absolutely, it was a fantastic thing for Ross, as he said in the interview. And he was there on merit, and he had a good performance.
Well, we've got an important game for the first 15 coming up this weekend, and after this wee musical break, we'll preview the Heriots match.
Okay, well, at 2:30 on Saturday, Muir will run out at Megatland against Heriots, and I would say it's the biggest game of the season so far.
Yeah, there's a trophy on the table. There will be a trophy collected.
It's the final of the Edinburgh Regional Cup. It's two local rivals, obviously. It's very much not the final as a lot of people expected to see. But
well, I mean, I imagine it kind of, when the groups were drawn, everybody had Curry nailed on as the...
I would have thought so,
as the ones to progress. But they got beaten by Heriots, you know.
That's true. And talking about being beaten by Heriots, in the first half of the league season, we went to Golden Acre.
Didn't have to remember that one.
I'm afraid so. We went down 15-12 in a game that we really could have won.
Yeah, we got ourselves into the position to win it and then managed to throw it away.
And I stressed, as I said last week, it's not about saying we should have won, because, frankly, we shouldn't. We threw it away.
Yeah, when you're that poor in the second half. You know, as we were that good against Ayr at the weekend, we deserved to win. When we were that poor against Heriots in the second half, back before Christmas, we didn't deserve to win. We deserved no part of any victory.
And at that point, we played Heriots, who were on a losing streak.
And now they're on a winning streak. They sit top of Premier B.
Won 4 out of their 5 games, I think.
Yeah, so they're a team in form. They've beaten Curry as well.
Yeah.
So, no mistaking, this is going to be a very, very tough game.
I mean, if you just looking at their last couple of league results, they went down to Hoyk at the weekend and beat Hoyk 17-9, never an easy thing to do. They played Hamilton, they put 70-odd points on them. You know, so Heriots are in some form. Having said that, they lost to Ackies. We beat Ackies. And reading the form lines is always difficult, but the point I'm trying to make is that let's not take this game easy, boys.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you know, there wasn't that much separated us and Heriots at the end of Premier One.
No.
You know, it was, they were one of the teams we were battling against to stay up.
That's right.
You know, we're two fairly evenly matched teams. We're two teams who like to play a bit of rugby. So it should be an entertaining match if the conditions are right for it. And it's going to be a hellishly tough one. You know, it really is.
It should be a cracking match. Hopefully we'll have a good crowd. And we'll really, you know, let's go out there and give it everything we've got.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we play the way we've played in the last few weeks and show the spirit and the determination that's gotten us through those games, then I think we can and quite possibly will win the game.
Yeah.
If we play like we played just before Christmas, then I think we'll come second.
Yeah, if we play like we did at Golden Acre and then up at Ribislaw, then we've not a hope in hell. If we play like we have the last three weeks, then yeah, I don't see any reason why we can't. And as well as putting a trophy in the clubhouse, it would put us into the national semi-finals.
Indeed it would, and I mean, yeah. You know, that's a great opportunity, because no matter who we would meet at that level, you know, no matter be it home or away, if you're in a semi-final, you've got to fancy your chances.
And we proved that last weekend against Ayr that we can beat the better teams in the league.
Yep, absolutely. You know,
the West final, which will also be played on Saturday, is Whitecraigs versus Ayr. We very, very harshly, obviously, pinned Hawks as definite winners against Whitecraigs in their semi-final, but it ended up a 29-all draw. I don't know how it was decided, whether it was a penalty kick or
number of
tries, whatever, but Whitecraigs will host Ayr in the final, which is a great day for them.
Indeed it is. And again, if they deserve to be there, then good luck to them.
And in the Caledonia final, it's possibly a more predictable one in that Dundee play Aberdeen.
Stirling probably won't think it was predictable.
You would expect, the expectation would be that Dundee will come through that.
But you
know, with the home tie.
But let's not make too many assumptions.
And obviously from the Borders, which doubled up as the Borders League, Gala have won.
Yeah.
So they're in the semi-final. So you would, again, going on predictions, which we're notoriously bad at, as we've shown, you would expect that to be Gala, Dundee and Ayr.
And Boroughmuir,
which is a fiercely competitive semi-final lineup.
Yeah, well, let's just focus on Saturday and focus on getting there first.
Well, after this wee final musical break, we'll have a quick roundup of what's happening at the weekend. Well, just finally, this weekend, as we've mentioned, obviously the first 15 play Heriots at 2:30, and then there's the Ireland versus Scotland Six Nations match on in the clubhouse at 5 o'clock, so everybody stick around, you know, come down, watch the first, support them, see them win a trophy, and then get up to the clubhouse and drink yourself silly as Scotland beat Ireland.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the second 15 don't have a fixture, obviously, with the international. But the Bears do. They've got a rescheduled match against Forrester's second 15 at Forrester.
Again, a 2:30 kick-off, I understand. So, yeah, there is rugby to be played, and there is rugby to be watched. And, you know, last week we said, let's get three wins. Let's get three wins. Wouldn't it be great if Boroughmuir won, if the Bears won, and if Scotland won
as well? That would be nice. You know, we obviously won it at Croke Park in the last game
time,
there.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to open the Aviva, open our account at the Aviva with a win as well.
Well, let's sign off on the prospect of three wins. If
well, we'll be back next week to review all the action. Until then, we'll say goodbye.
Cheerio.